New York. We have some problems over here right now. And we might have a hijack over here, two of them.
Jewel, this is Ryan. Listen, on an airplane that's been hijacked. The things will go well. I'm good news for you. I just want you to know I absolutely love you. I want you to do good. So happy to find it. Same to my parents and everybody. And I just totally love you. And I'll see you in Denver. Bye, babe.
Years and will remember always. Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Michael Wagner from Warren's Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Welcome back here. Hour number two on Home Show Garden Pros. We are here to help you with your gardening issue. Michael Wagner is here.
Good morning, Danny.
Hey, How are you? I'm good. How are you today?
Doing well. Doing very well. Thanks.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for being on with us. I got my coffee here, cup number two, ready to go. And we're hoping to help out some of you folks at home. We're hoping to help you out with your gardening stuff. We know you're dealing with stuff, or we're getting your emails and your questions on Facebook, all of that. So 281-496-5711. Michael is up at Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center. What's happening up at Warren's these days?
Well, it's fall.
Heck yeah.
Lots of plant material coming in. We have a lot of insect and disease pressure right now. That's keeping us extremely busy. Vegetables are on their way. Mm. We've got a nice shipment of citrus in.
Yes.
Limited numbers, limited supplies, but we're bringing it in as we can and as it becomes available. Just general gardening, lots of vegetable seed sales now.
Yes.
People are starting to think about that. We're beginning to bring in a few of the broccolis and cabbages and things like that, kale. I'm kind of hesitant about lettuce and different things like that, but heat really stresses those guys. And experience tells me when I plant too early, my lettuce is a little bit bitter.
Okay.
So we kind of hold off on that a little bit.
Okay, so lettuce doesn't love being facing the stress of the heat, is what you're saying.
Right. They love the cool.
So what are some seeds that you're putting in the ground now for production later?
Well, some people are planting quite a few fall wildflowers. It's getting approaching the time to get bluebonnets, and
yes.
I don't check all the seeds that they plant, but wildflowers and various things like that. And I think sometimes we've kind of gotten the habit of we buy things when we see it because we're afraid it won't be there next time with a little short supplies on things. And peat pots and soils and things like that to start their seeds.
Just a good general
gardening feel for this time of year.
Right, right. As the beginning of fall comes in, you can get a little bit of early start on some stuff. Bush beans to me are always a great thing to do right now. Like a great tweener vegetable. Mm-hmm. But you can put those in and then still plant your carrots underneath them. So that's kind of a cool thing to do. Bush beans will come up, you'll get a harvest, and then the carrots will start popping up and taking up some space there. Another great kind of tweener is arugula. Love planting arugula right now.
Those are all going to be some of the things we'll have plants of a little bit later. So
yes,
if you're not real confident in your seed sowing abilities, you can always pick up a plant or two and get those going and have some good success.
Yeah, there are some plants that I'm really, really bad. I've really gotten very poor results on seed sowing, and that's the kind of like collards, kale, Brussels sprouts. I generally always buy those, Michael, as a young start. And really, we're not really hoping to get those in just yet. Maybe Brussels sprouts, if you can really push it, but better to wait a little bit. Is that what I'm hearing?
I think so. A little bit cooler weather. I think by the end, middle of September, the third week or so, we should be have a go for most all of our fall vegetables.
Nice. Excellent. How exciting. I love I have one of those collards this year that survived the summer. And so I'm super excited about getting it kind of jamming again and having a lot of collard production. So it's already, you know, 3.5 feet tall. So who knows what it'll be by the end of the winter.
You've got enough for the neighborhood. It's already started.
Yeah. And I, you know, I'm sent my daughter off to college. And so now just me and my wife at home. And so it's like we got to eat a lot of collards to keep up.
All right.
Collard chips, collard stew, all of it. It's going to be happening.
There's a lot of recipes.
That's right. There are a lot of recipes, though. 281-496-5711. Michael and I are going to jump into the email question of the week after this quick break. One more time, that question. Again, we are here to help you out. And if you have a question, somebody else has that question. So just know that. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros.
Escape to the private resort of your dreams. Get away at home. Let Mike Ball transform your yard into your happy place.
Hi, it's Mike. Let's recreate your outdoor space with a custom patio and amenities like outdoor kitchen, fire pit, water features, and landscaping lighting to put the wow back in your yard. You'll love the difference and the commute.
Make your home your happy place. Add the backyard resort of your dreams. Mike Ball does it all. Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
As we deal with caterpillars, be it the sod webworm or fall army worms, whatever it is that's coming into your space and, you know, doing some damage, Monterey Lawn and Garden has some solutions. So I did mention my beautiful collard greens to Michael earlier. And Michael, in summertime, kind of June and July, I was seeing a lot of damage to it. And then July, I just peaked. And it turns out it was a bunch of snails. You'd pick a leaf, there'd be three or four on it. And they were just doing so much damage. Well, I kind of surrounded it with sluggo. And I did it twice, about 2 weeks apart. And the damage is gone. So the sluggo protected it from snail damage, because that's what it does. It stops slugs, snails, and then the sluggo plus stops other kind of chomping insects. It's pretty cool stuff.
It's a great product.
It really is.
A lot of sluggo.
Yeah. No, it's really great. And I literally, like, you know, went from not being able to eat the collard greens to be able to eat them. And homegrown collard greens are just delicious. So another really important Monterey product is the BT. So, Michael, will you say why this BT is so key in lawn and garden protection?
Well, it's designed strictly for caterpillars. Anything that's a true worm, it has to come from a moth, a caterpillar, or a milner. So we save all of our beneficial insects.
Right.
They have to eat it. They have to ingest it. It disrupts their digestive system, so pretty soon they can't eat and they die. And people have to be aware that they go out and spray and most people want immediate results, but that caterpillar is not going to fall off on the ground dead. You may see them again in a day or two, but they're not feeding. So you just have to give that product about 3 to 5 days to get your worm population under control.
And it does work. The Monterey BT is really good stuff. And again, it won't harm your bees, your earthworms. So, you know, check out all the Monterey Lawn and Garden products. They do a really good job. Big supply of them available at your Garden Pro nurseries. I know Warren Southern Gardens has a great selection. You guys have a lot of solutions from Monterey Lawn and Garden. And you feel free to check out their website for more info, MontereyLawnGarden.com. So Michael Wagner is here from Warren Southern Gardens. And, you know, we love what Michael's on because he's truly a knowledge expert, got a ton of information, knows a bunch of stuff. And so, Michael, I know you guys have a great website, a ton of information on it, beautiful pictures, Facebook page also. So on our website, homeshowgardenpros.com, we got the Ask a Pro button. You click that button, you send me an email. We use emails a lot on our Facebook live show every Wednesday, but we got one here that's pretty good. This question is from Ted. So, Michael, you ready?
Yes.
All right, great. So Ted says, moved here from the Midwest 2 years ago, and you've been so helpful in my learnings. The so has three O's, so I wasn't exaggerating that. So helpful my learnings of the uniqueness of the Houston Lawn and Garden Care. My lawn did not appear to have much special care from previous owners. Used three MicroLife applications in past 12 months. Had beautiful lawn this spring and through July. Now these brown areas help. So the brown areas are kind of, they look shorter and kind of chewed on, and they look a little bit thatchy. So it's not like a ring or a spreading group. It's like two areas that are just a little bit shorter, and they look a little thatchier. So what's your take maybe on what he's dealing with?
Well, the thing we're having the most problem with, and it's really hard to tell without actually getting a pair of eyes on it and examine it and look for certain things. The chewed areas would automatically, I would think, of sod webworms. Mm. And it's possible to have a few infestations around town and not the mass thing we're usually have.
Right.
Brown patch, or it's called large patch now, I think is the new terminology for it, which I don't quite understand that, but I'll go with it. We're starting to see quite a bit of that, but it usually will indicate itself by having the little donut effect. It dies, and then within 2 to 3 weeks, you get some green sprigs in the center. We have a lot of take-all patch.
Mm.
That's really a big problem, at least is on our end of town. I'm sure it is in most parts of Houston. It's just a real thing that's taken over. I'd really like for him to continue what he's doing on those spots that appear. There's two products that we recommend for that. One is the microgrow granules.
Okay, yeah,
that's a
great
dormant inoculant of all the good guys. They're just dying to wake up and get out there and eat on some diseases. And compost.
Mm.
1/2 to 3/4 of an inch. Just put little piles, take the back of your rake it in, smooth it out, and water it. And I think if it's a fungal issue, that certainly will take care of it.
Yeah, so all of y'all that are dealing with brown patch or large patch or take-all patch, hear what Michael's saying is a compost top dressing literally will solve the problem. It's adds so much nutrients to the space. What else does the compost do that helps fight off that fungal infestation?
Well, it helps to aerate the soil, and it's amazing from some of the research that I've read how quickly compost actually can work down itself down through the soil.
Mm.
And our clay soils are the easiest to break up or recondition, or however you want to do it, over sand or silt. So the compost is really good for heavy clay soils, and we really strongly recommend it. Mm. When you're planting, at least use 1/2 of the backfill compost.
Right.
And perhaps expanded shale. And those two things will get you some good results and some good healthy plants.
That's awesome. And so the only thing I'd really add to Ted's list here is I would encourage him to put down molasses. I know I love molasses more than the next man. But if it is dealing with sod webworm issue, really nice to get that molasses down there, that stickiness, that kind of smell that they don't like. And they can't digest that either, so they won't keep eating the grass if it's inundated with molasses. So maybe that helps out. There's a little three-pronger micro grow granular, a compost top dress for those sick areas, and go past the edge of them. Because if we want to make sure they're not fungi, and so we don't make sure that we kind of stymie that. And then just a molasses overspray, just kind of really spraying down, hosing with a hose and sprayer, some molasses. The water will mix in with it, and just do the heaviest setting you possibly can. So, Ted, hope that helps. Great question there. And we love to hear more questions. Just go to our website, homeshowgardenpros.com, and click the Ask a Pro button. You'll get an email from me, and generally we use the use them as content. So you're always helping somebody else out when you ask a question. And keep that in mind as you're considering getting your question answered here on the show today. 281-496-5711. Here with Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens up in Kingwood. 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees, accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
We love our house, except for the humps. Those evil humps lead to bumps. Humps and bumps lead to trips and falls. All because our driveway and sidewalk shifted and lifted. Enough is enough. Tom Tynan says what I need is some CRC. Concrete Raising Corporation. Free estimate. Quick fix. Now those humps and bumps are straight and level. Looks better. Safer too. And they'll do it for you. Concrete Raising Corporation. CRC-Houston.com.
Yellowing patches are a warming sign of brown patch. See it? Spray it with humic acid now. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
It's still hot, but fall's right around the corner. There's plenty to do in your yard. Hi, this is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. You've got to get your flower beds ready for our fall planting season. Tons of beautiful flowers are on their way in. We've started receiving some, but the bulk of them will come in about 2 to 3 weeks. If you haven't planted your tomatoes, this is the week to do it. Get them in the ground so you can be rewarded with a beautiful harvest of tomatoes this fall. It's almost time for our winter veggies, too. So go ahead and plan for your seeds, compost your garden, and get it ready so you can get them planted as soon as possible. In your grass, we're seeing a lot of stress, so make sure your sprinklers are set correctly and you're getting good coverage. Visit our website and start watching our Facebook page. Plants for All Seasons is always easy to get to. We're right off of 249 just north of Louetta. Visit our website at www.plantsforallseasons.com and like us on Facebook. And now back to Michael and Danny.
Thank you, Sherry. 281-496-5711. And we're going to go straight to Willie. Willie, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. How you doing?
Great, great.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. You made a comment on the spray in the vinegar as much as you can open it, or something like that. And I struggle with that because I will do my my molasses and my seaweed, and I might put in so much, and I'm spraying forever,
yeah,
and it's never going down. So give me how many ounces? Put it on. Just say 8 ounces, 10 ounces, then I'll know. I'm an accountant, so accountants
sure,
need
numbers. Sure, no, I love that. I love that. And so, Michael, you got a thought there?
I would just open the sprayer up as wide as it can go. You might have a little more product, but it's not going to hurt anything.
But I know what Willie's problem is because I've had the same problem with my old hose and sprayer. I got a new one that has a bigger, a bigger like straw and bigger orifice,
yeah.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm gonna just say 1 ounce per 100 square feet. So if you're like, that's totally made up, by the way. There probably is a label, or if you go to microlifefertilizer.com,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
They probably have some advice on there. But so if you're looking at a 10 by 10 area, you're thinking 1 or 2 ounces for that. 10 by 20, 4 ounces maybe. So maybe I'm going to go 2 ounces of molasses at full blast in a hose and sprayer. And then one thing you can do is you can water it down a little bit to make it a little more viscous in the container, and it'll go a little bit quicker when it sprays out.
Okay, then you just open it up. You know, I'll open up the. I mean, and also, you know, it's an economic thing. You're looking at bands. I can pour it all in here, and I'll open it up to 10 ounces, and, you know, man, I'll go through a bottle of this, and the bottle costs about $30 or whatever it costs. You know, just kind of looking at it on both sides. I want it down, but I don't want to be wasteful.
Well, the cool thing about the molasses is it does improve the soil, too. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like doing fertilizer. So if you're putting it down, you don't really have to do too much fertilizing.
Yeah, what are you fertilizing, Willie?
My St. Augustine in the Sherry told me to just put about an ounce and a gallon of water for my potted plants. But mostly what I'm doing is just occasionally I'll use my molasses and seaweed in the St. Augustine.
Right.
And just kind of going over the yard, you know, just doing But well, if I got it on 2 ounces per, it's not really going down, and so I keep opening it up. But then I say, am I just wasting product? I just didn't know. But I got one little scenario that my grass is high because I cut I have a snapper lawnmower, and I have it outside of the notches, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, nice.
High as I can get it.
I love that.
But one side is high, in this middle section. It's like I just cut it, you know, yesterday. And then it picks up again, being 6 or 8 inches. And so I would just take my irrigation system. It's watering it. And I'm getting sun right there. Why is that section not growing? So I was tuned in when the guy talked about I can see little brown shoots through there. I say, well, maybe something's going on here. It's green, but I see brown. You know, if I'm out here now, I can pull like a straw of brown grass intermittent. I know you can't see it.
How long have you been working on your yard? Is it a new construction?
No. Actually, I started I went out and got 3 yards of compost from out there in spring. I did that. I've been following the process, and I have a great yard this summer. It is compost, humus. This is my best yard.
Nice.
But I'm just, the end of September, I can see the needle moving backwards, and I own that little section right there.
I think you're looking at sod webworms is what I think you're looking at.
Okay.
I think that's what you're seeing is sod webworm damage, and that's what it looks like. You get a little bit of like lower grass and a little bit of thatchiness. And so just skip the super seaweed when you spray it out this time and just use that MicroLife's horticultural molasses. Mix about half and half of water in there, and I would say 4 ounces of that half and half mix in your hose and sprayer. And the reason we want to spray it is because they're chewing the leaves. They're actually chewing off the leaves. So you don't have to do a deep drench. You just want to spray over the top of it. And
I've already watered it. I've already watered it, so it's ready to receive it, I presume.
Well, I don't water my lawn at all, Willie, so I can't help you there. I generally advise people just to cut back to almost like a wilty point. Once you see a little bit of wilting, then you know you need a little bit of water. And if you're not seeing any wilting, then you don't really need to put water down.
Okay, good. All right, and I probably will get some yard of compost and sprinkle on that section.
Yeah.
You know, I'll have to make that drive.
If you want to soften up your cost a little bit on your 2 products you're using, alternate occasionally or every 3 times and get you a bag of Humates.
Okay, yeah.
And that'll be it. That's also a MicroLife product, and that's carbon.
Yeah.
And
using it all, yeah.
Yeah.
My little Ace Hardware in Pearland got it now. I come in your store more than you know, though. I come over there. If I'm in Bel Air, I swing through there, but if I don't, I just go to Pearland real quick. But I love your store because I buy my plants. So y'all are helping me.
Awesome,
my yard
Willie.
Is great. I'm away from the synthetics, thank God.
Hey, it's a safer, healthier place. I appreciate that so much.
Exactly.
And Willie, feel free to email me whenever, homeshowgardenpros.com. There's a button on there, Ask a Pro button, and we'd love to hear from you. I'd love to just see some pictures and really assess that place. So 281-496-5711. Michael Wagner is here. We're dishing out gardening knowledge. And when we get back, we're going to talk to Mark and Terry. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
For sod webworms, caterpillars, leaf miners, and fire ant problems, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Organic Solutions. Monterey Garden Insect Spray contains spinosad, proven effective against sod webworms and fire ants. For your garden, choose Monterey BT to knock out hungry caterpillars and veggie pests without hurting bees, birds, and ladybugs. Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions, available at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. For a beautiful lawn and garden, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
To the Home Show Garden Pros.
We talk about compost a lot, using compost, sometimes making it, but there is a company called Moonshot Compost that helps you participate in this incredible cycle of composting, which reduces greenhouse gases and dependence on landfills. They actually will take your kitchen waste, take it to a professional composter like Nature's Way Resources or Warren Southern Gardens Heirloom Soils, take it places like that, who actually professionally make high-quality compost better than you can make at home. And I say that as someone who makes compost at home. Knowing what my highest caliber home compost is still worse than Nature's Way Resources. So Moonshot Compost gives you all the supplies. They offer a weekly drop-off and curbside pickup service, which is awesome, providing you the power to compost without the smells, the hassles, the needed know-how, and the space that composting takes up. Use your space to garden. You know what I mean? So you just put your compost in the supplies they give you, their airtight bin, and they come pick it up. It's that easy. And the best part is you earn compost to use in your garden. So you're replacing the space needed and the necessary equipment needed to make a compost pile with a garden, and you're getting good compost to use in that space. Pretty awesome stuff, and you can keep critical, healthy nutrients in your neighborhood. Moonshot Compost, they're doing an awesome job offering this drop-off and pickup services. And now is just a great time to get started. So check their website out, startcomposting.com. See how clean and easy composting can be. Startcomposting.com. We got Michael Wagner here. And Michael, we're answering gardening questions.
Yes, sir. Please call and any questions. Let's get them answered.
Let's get them answered. 281-496-5711. Mark, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Thank you for taking my call. I just had a comment and then a real quick question. I don't know if you remember, I had called like during the freeze time, and the question was in regards to my pecan trees. Mm. And you told me not to worry about it and that to expect a really big pecans. Well, they're humongous, just like you said. And then that leads into my next question. I've never trimmed the pecan trees, and the things are enormous. In fact, I believe they're killing the grass in my yard on where the sun isn't able to hit them.
Yeah.
Can an unprofessional like me cut those, trim them up? Not cut's the wrong term.
It's a fine one, right? We know what you mean. Do you want my blessing to do some pruning, basically, and Michael's blessing to do some pruning?
Right, and then if I mess up, I can blame it on you.
Yeah, see, there you go. Perfect. It's a perfect plan.
Mother raised ugly babies, not stupid.
No, I'm sure you're very handsome. Michael, what's your thought?
I don't think there's anything wrong with trying to clean the tree out a little bit to a little bit more sunlight. Try to make more of a canopy. Remove the branches that maybe could be rubbing or growing over each other. Just kind of an umbrella shape, and let the branches be the ribs of the umbrella. A little more sunlight to the grass, and you should be ready to go.
Oh, great! Yeah, I mean the branches are so long that it looks like they're fixing to break.
Yeah. So I would be wary of cutting off anything yourself bigger than even like 2 or 3 inches personally. Pecans are really funny because they're part of this family that almost everything else in the family, hickories, walnuts, have faded away because of diseases that affect them. And I just don't want to like open up the pecan to some problems. So that's where getting a professional in might be helpful. I love Arbortrue. They're really, really good folks. And they'll actually, they have a chat feature on their website that you can chat with an arborist, and you'll actually get some answers that way.
Ah, okay.
So
that's scary, because I was thinking about like 20-foot, I mean, these things are humongous. They're taller than my house.
No, I did it, and they, you know, pecans can be brittle if they're underfed, which they often are. And if you're seeing a lot of production, a lot of growth, they're probably pulling up a lot of resources from the soil. So this is where I would maybe not worry about the lawn this year. I would put down humates and compost, really do a humate blast to give carbon to the soil. The grass will like that too, and you might see a growth of grass. I mean, I agree with Michael completely that it's fine to do some pruning to help a situation, but pecans can just be a little bit touchy.
Wow. But they've even they line my driveway up, and the roots are actually pulling the driveway up.
Yeah, that definitely can happen.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. I'm glad I didn't do something stupid then.
Well, I can't guard against that completely. Who knows what? We're just a gardening show,
like
man. We're just a gardening show. Come on. Just kidding.
Yes, we can't expect the miracles from you guys.
No, Mark, I feel the same way about myself sometimes. It's like, wait, what am I doing? So, thanks so much, man.
Thanks, Mark. Enjoy your show.
Thank you, Mark. Well, Michael, any other thoughts about kind of pecan tree maintenance, feeding, things like that?
Yeah, we don't have a lot of customers that have orchard-type things, or they grow the pecan for the shade and the beauty of being a pecan tree, and the fruit and nut is not all that important. But if you want to, you know, command a program to keep the trees free of scab and various things like that,
right?
There is a really good spray program that you can get from the agricultural agent, Bear County or whatever, and it'll show you where to start in January and February with a dormant spray and right on up through to prevent scab and different things like that. But I don't have a lot of experience with people growing pecan trees for production.
Yeah, I definitely have seen a lot of the times when people have them in their lawn, they take the approach of kind of a lawn-first angle, and they lose a lot of production. They start losing limbs. It just seems to be like pecans really, they have to be grown. If you want the pecans, if you want to eat the nuts, you really have to focus on that. And so maybe it's making beds where you had some lawn. Maybe it's keeping mulch there down at all times. But it's certainly not a situation where this is not one of those companion-friendly plants like a live oak, where you can kind of do whatever you want to it and things stay okay. So that's my take. That's my take on it. Pecans, I love eating pecans, and I celebrate them as a Texas native cherished food, but be careful. And I know they need a lot of zinc also.
Right.
And anything that needs a lot of one mineral needs a lot of another. So that's where some of those mineral packs like Nature's Way Remineralizer, and you guys love Azomite, there's a lot of really great ones out there that can help you out. So that would be something to consider, is putting down a remineralizer as a great way to go. So cool stuff. But Mark, I hope we helped out. Definitely want to keep on focusing on pecan production and maybe less on the lawn. So 281-496-5711. We want to hear from you. We are here literally to help you out with your questions. So let us help you. Let us help you. 281-496-5711. Talking with Michael Wagner here. We're dishing out information. Anything's on the table. Lawns, pecans, anything at all. We love talking about it. Michael Wagner's from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center, two really cool places up in Kingwood. Both doing a great job. Both super different. Both worth a visit. So, we want to hear from you. One more time, that number, 281-496-5711. We'll get back. We'll talk to Terry. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
the White House. The White House has been advised.
Crystal City, just north of Crystal City.
Just to the north of your town.
Yeah, I've stopped all departures.
Okay.
When it got, looks like it went into the Pentagon.
It looks like that aircraft crashed into the Pentagon, sir.
Well, we got a plane down. We got a plane down. It looks like in the Crystal City area by 14th Street. We are responding. Joanne, explosion. 101 Falco, we Falco down.
Engine 101 Falco down.
We'll remember, always.
Rev up your plants with Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant. Rev is the easy, organic way to grow healthier plants and turf grasses. Super concentrated, just add water and spray. Used for years by landscapers and elite golf courses. Rev is now available to jumpstart your plants and lawns. Grab a bottle of Dakota Rev All Natural Plant Stimulant. You'll see the difference. Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, Garden Pro locations, or online at organicrev.com.
Sprout a miracle. Lettuce, arugula, and radishes are easy, and kids think of them as miracles. Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
So, I really believe that grass is part of the garden. I know not everybody believes that. They're kind of like, oh, monoculture, but I'm not of that mindset. And, you know, we want to see people having a lawn they're proud of, having a lawn that they love. We, Michael and I, will always preach that starts with the soil. And, you know, you're killing your weeds, you're seeing your weeds, you're focusing on your weeds. A lot of times when you grab an herbicide, you can damage your soil. You set yourself backwards. You can damage your trees. It's not safe for you or your family. You don't have to do that. You can use Agrolon. Agrolon is this wonderful crabgrass killer. The crabgrass right now is out of control. There is crabgrass growing all over the place, and people aren't doing anything about it, but it's so easy to deal with. Michael, have you used the Agrolon on crabgrass?
Yes, it works great. There's numerous things, far more than what's on the label.
Oh, yeah, I do.
And it's a really good, safe product.
Yes, I totally agree with that. And you're right. It's like, I mean, right now crabgrass is bad, but in the springtime when we have all those pop-up, you know, clovers, dollar weed, chickweed stuff, it works great on most of those. I'm like going to use it on every weed that I'm bothered by because I want to see what it works on. Now, saying that, I'm not really bothered by that many weeds unless there's a real like scourge. But crabgrass can be that. It can dominate. It can take over. Now, crabgrass, the Agrolon crabgrass killer is easy to apply, kills the roots of the plants, and you see results very, very quickly. It smells really good. And I use an old flower sifter to put mine out to get more complete coverage. But it is really, really good stuff. So kills a ton of weeds, crabgrass, basket grass, chickweed, clover, dollarweed, just to start the list. So there's more on the label. This is just one of the great things to have in your gardening toolbox. So naturally safer St. Augustine, won't hurt your trees or your kids. So pretty great stuff. Available at all the Garden Pro nurseries. Find the closest location at homeshowgardenpros.com. Their awesome website, agrolon.com. Okay, we're going to jump to Terry very quickly, 281-496-5711. Terry, we may need to do one of those things where we take a break in the middle of the conversation. Is that cool with you?
Yes, sir, it is. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good morning.
Been a long time since I spoke with you, but anyway, you just doing okay?
Yeah, yeah, doing good. Man, I bet your summer citrus took a hit, huh, up there in Clear Springs?
Yeah, I have citrus stuff, yeah. Actually, I lost 4 of them out of the 22 I had, yeah.
Oh, well, that's yeah, better than most people.
I agree. No, I babied them. But here's the question on the ryegrass. When do I start planting ryegrass again?
Probably end of September, first part of October.
Okay, because I'm using the Oregon ryegrass. It does real good for me, and I've told a lot of people about it. They're starting to use it because it helps the grass out during the wintertime. But I just want to find out that. That's one question I had. And then, Danny, going back to compost, I went online and started making these vegetable barrels, 55-gallon barrels, cutting slats in them and making And then the center hole, worm castings in. You have to drain the bottom, making compost tea. I haven't done it yet. I haven't completed it yet. But how good is it? Compost tea, you just spray it on everything and anything?
Yeah.
Anything and everything. It's a great product.
Yeah, because I was introduced to that, and I went online, and I bought 8 barrels. And actually, every time I make one, everybody loves them. So I just give them away to people. Yeah, because it's just helping their plants and their grasses and all that. So I now have some where I'm going to make 4 for myself. But I just did not. I've never used compost tea. I've heard about it, but just never had. So it does make a real good, strong compost, right?
Yeah, and it's a really good thing. If you're making it yourself, that's great. At one time, we used to use manure and make our own compost tea, put it in a cloth and soak it in the water overnight and use it. But now we've got so many things that destroy weeds and hay, and you get tomatoes are especially sensitive to 2,4-D and those types of things. But there are compost things that you can make. And the only problem that you ever have is if you run out of oxygen before you run out of food, your tea is not very good.
Okay, so Terry, we're going to take that. We're going to take that quick break. We're just going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with you. So more Michael and Terry following this quick break. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturewayresources.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Landscaper's Pride Mulches and Soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Grow with us. Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant for faster growing, healthier gardens, lawns, shrubs, and trees.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
That's right, 281-496-5711. We talk a lot in this show about MicroLife because it's wonderful. It's a really great fertilizer. It's literally a fertilizer. It makes the soil fertile. So really good stuff. So, you know, when it comes to your plants, you can really make a difference in improving the quality of your produce, the health of your soil, and the bloom of your flowers, length, and kind of thrivingness by using MicroLife. So now is a great time to put down some 624. The end of the summer, get some of that summer stress, relieve it. MicroLife can cool the soil because it can improve the life in the soil. It has it's adding so much nutritional value, so many kind of microbes that it's already inoculated with when you get in the soil, and there are so many options. So the 624 is the easiest one to use. That's a multi-purpose, good for everything. But the Micro Grow is great. The Humates Plus are great. And then there's all the liquids. There's so many great liquids for there to use. Michael, what's your favorite liquid?
Ocean Harvest.
Yeah, it's just really good stuff. It's great for greening up plants. I mean, if you're thinking of plants looking kind of sick, Ocean Harvest is really awesome stuff. Really cool. So all organic, safe to use, safe for your soil, your pets, your kids. And I love that. A product that really, really works really, really well on our clay soils and is totally safe for my kids, like, I'm in. That's MicroLife. Find it at your favorite Home Show Garden Pro location, or check out their website, microlifefertilizer.com, for a location near you. Good stuff. Okay, we're going to go back to Terry. Terry, you're back on Home Show Garden Pros.
Okay, thank you. I don't mean to take your whole show. 2 more questions. One is about, I had grown some cantaloupes. Something kept on boring into the bottom of them and ruining them. That's one thing.
Yeah.
Second thing, my pomegranate tree. My pomegranates grow, tons of them. They just never get big in size. So what do you think?
Well, I'm not sure about the cantaloupe. That could be any number of things. Rodents, mice.
Sounds like vine borer to me, frankly.
Yeah, it sounds like there was a small hole. Just a small hole.
Yeah. So the way to do that is you get a bag of compost ready to go with your squash. When you start seeing those, you cover that part of the vine with a mound of compost. It solves the problem, the suffocation, microbes, whatever kill that. You get some new roots coming from the vine, and so that fixes that. So going forward, all you squash or pumpkin growers, watermelon growers, compost is your best friend when it comes to squash growing. Okay, the pomegranate. Okay. Michael, what's your thought on that pomegranate?
Perhaps it's a variety.
Okay.
A varietal thing. I'm not sure what varieties you have, but there are three or four or five that perform well here and do a nice production. The one I see most of all, the most widely one, is Wonderful. That's what everybody's familiar with. But it's not on the recommended list for here.
Right, yeah.
And it may have something to do with the temperatures. I just don't know. But their Garnet Sash, and there's two or three others that are recommended for production here. But they're not a great big pomegranate.
No, size of a baseball. That's what they get.
So how big is the plant?
Oh, plant's 7 years old, 6 years old. It didn't survive the frost. I cut it back. It's growing back again.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting to see what happens.
Do you remember what kind of variety it is?
I do not. No, I do not. Unfortunately.
Well, this is where I do a drench with Dakota Rev around the base, and just, or Ocean Harvest would be great around the base. Try to push some root growth. See if you can kind of increase the Brix rating, but you have to do it before the fruit starts setting, before as it's flowering in that space. But yeah, Michael's probably right. It's probably a varietal issue. You remember where you got those trees?
Yeah, a friend of mine actually had given them to me because it's his mom's old residence, and he said he knew I've been admiring this tree, so he just gave me two plants.
Yeah.
And they're more of a bush, but his is like a tree because his is like 30 years old from his mom's house, you know.
Well, how do they taste?
Actually, they're not that bad, but they're not as flavorful as what I'm used to having as a kid. I remember my mother didn't have a tree, but she bought it from the store, but they were freaking humongous.
Yeah.
They were ruby red, and they were just, the taste was phenomenal.
You have two of them?
I do have two of the same, yes, sir.
Well, why don't you treat one differently than the other?
Perhaps
go in and remove some of the fruit. You know, sometimes it's like with peaches and apples and things, you just get a heavy production, and the fruit size is very small. So eliminate, you know, if you have four in a cluster, eliminate it to two.
Yeah, let's make a science test out of it. I got you. That's good.
Well, fruit thinning is a very common, great thing to do. Great call, Michael. I'm glad you thought of that, because that's the kind of thing that can really help with size. To me, I would love a smaller pomegranate because they're kind of a hassle to, you know, harvest and not pick off the plant, but get all the fruit out of it. And so, but for me, improving that flavor, one thing that really may help is that Dakota Rev, but a sneaky thing that may help is the MicroLife Maximum Blooms is really good for kind of really pushing up the Brix rating. And so that's, and then the last thing is more minerals, more and more minerals. So Nature's Way remineralizer is a great way to go there.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much. Okay, it's good talking to you again, sir. See you later.
Yeah, don't be a stranger, Terry.
All right, thanks. Take care.
Good questions about pomegranates. It should be one of the plants that's easiest to grow around town. But I do love that he got them from a cutting. That's so cool.
Yeah. There's no telling what variety it may be. It could be an old heirloom of some type.
But, you know, you're absolutely right. The variety matters so much when we're growing fruit. It really is like the thing that people should pay attention to first, because it can determine flavor, growth habit, production rate. So,
well, thinning the fruit, I think, is an important thing. We won't have for several years from now, but people with, especially lemons, they always load up. And people come in and they say, well, I don't know what's wrong with my lemon tree. Last year I had 400 lemons, and this year I got six.
Yeah. Well,
I said, well, that can be your choice, but you can decide to thin those out the previous year, and you can have 100 every year.
Yes.
Or you can have 12 every other year.
And there's
your choice.
There's a bit of an art to it, and we'll explore that in our next last segment after this one. Home Show Garden Pros will be right back.
Slugs and snails attacking your garden? Sluggo Snail Bait is approved for use in vegetable gardens and can be used all over the yard wherever slugs and snails are eating your plants. Sluggo is made from iron phosphate and can be used around pets and wildlife. Plus, it's OMRI listed for organic gardening. A little Sluggo goes a long way. Ask for Sluggo at your local garden supply store. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Danny Milliken here with Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center. We were talking about the idea of fruit thinning. This is one of those, like, you have to do it with fruit trees. It's just so important to do. And I love you mentioned that kind of like biannual cycle that people think is natural for citrus, but it doesn't have to be.
No, not at all. It's just a matter of thinning out the fruit and increasing your fruit size, which is important, and the quality.
Right.
It's difficult on a plant to support that much fruit. And
yes,
it's usually the fruit is at risk and it becomes a little bit inferior.
I kind of always think of it as like the plant's going to harvest so much energy in a year. Do you want that going to 200 fruit or like 75 fruit?
Right.
For bigger, tastier fruit. And I saw it firsthand on my plums. I thinned it. The first time I thinned it thoroughly, they were twice as big. Yeah. And they were just as delicious. So it's one of those really important things to do that people can let go, because there's a little bit of like, oh no, pain involved, but you're going to get the same amount of flesh. You know what I mean? You're going to get the same amount of fruit flesh. It's just going to be less units. So
Bigger fruit.
Yep. That's awesome. So what's happening up at Warren's these days?
Oh, just preparing for fall. We have a lot of our main problem. One of the main problems is right now is crepe myrtle scale.
Mm. Oh yeah,
that's a real issue with us. There's a lot of home remedies out there. I have a product out there that I think we're going to do well with, and I don't know that it's widely used. It hasn't been for us, but it's a Monterey product. It's called Takedown.
Oh yeah,
and that's pyrethrin and canola oil. So we should be able to favor anybody who sprays, whether they're organic or a synthetic type. And so we're pushing that. We're selling that for that particular problem.
And scale is so touchy because of the little shells they make. So
right,
that's
exactly.
Great. Yeah, that Takedown, that's Sherry's. Whenever I do the Monterey Lawn and Garden thing with Sherry, she's like, oh, I love the Takedown.
Yeah, so it's something we've always sold. It's always been an inventory item, but we're just riding it a little bit farther this year.
Yeah.
And I'd like to caution people, too, about, you know, they want to do home remedies.
Right.
And the first thing is Dawn soap. Well, Dawn soap is a detergent, and that can
stripping.
Be detrimental to some plants.
For sure.
So if you want to use a soap, if you want to do those things, they're great. But buy insecticidal soap.
Absolutely,
and
that's the stuff.
Yeah, it's actually much better. We used it for sod webworms last year and got tremendous results with it. The fatty acids, actually, when they hit the insect, they immediately start to deteriorate it, and it's dead within 2 to 3 hours.
Sounds like a terrible way to go. We're wrapping it up. If Michael's such a knowledge specialist, such an expert, if you want great information, you're in Kingwood. Kingwood Garden Center and Warren Southern Gardens are such great places to go. So big thanks to Michael for being here. Big thanks to Anita for being here. Great job as always. Next week, Michael, you're back for 2 full hours. So
that's what I understand.
We'll get into all this.
Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Me too. So thanks so much, everybody. Home Show Radio starts after this.
second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed.
The whole side has collapsed?
The whole building has collapsed.
Building has collapsed?
The building has collapsed.
My God.
Pulled it down on itself, and it is not there anymore.
10 seconds, and it's gone. They actually could measure the impact of that building falling down and the earth. It actually traveled through the ground up hundreds of miles and was registered in seismic devices as far north as Maine.
Twenty years, and we'll remember always. Home Show Radio will continue in a moment.